This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic, fantastic Wednesday, a hump day. All right, I'd actually never completely finished what I was saying about that Strait of Hormuz thing, kind of a military angle of it. I'll finish that in just a moment. We'll talk Winston Churchill, Epstein files. I'll get to a bunch of emails. There's a treasure hunter who's amazing, all that and so much more in the final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. So militarily, here's the situation in the Strait of Hormuz. I already laid out end of last hour. We're already having oil tankers have to be evacuated. It's not good. Iranian mines and things like that. So I'm sure you're probably asking the same thing I asked. Well, how do we stop that? We've wiped out their Navy. How do we fix this mine situation? Because we need the Strait of Hormuz opened, or the price of gas is going to go through the roof. Everyone's going to get even madder than they currently are. Not a good situation. We need our Iranian off-ramp has to have the Strait of Hormuz being opened. That I really almost don't even want to go into with you, because the answer I got to that was so terrible. So here's what it is. And I should clarify, this guy said there could be a third option. I just don't know what it would be. Here's what it is. How do we stop the Iranians from mining the Strait of Hormuz and essentially just becoming a straight up worse terrorist nation now that they feel like they have nothing to lose? Well, you could go after where the mines are, of course. In fact, you almost have to. If they're loading them onto fishing boats and stuff like that, you go after where the mines are. You know where the Iranians store mines? They're scumbag jihadis. Do you know where they store mines? Under schools and hospitals. Of course. Just like they do in Gaza, all these jihadis are the same. Under schools and hospitals. So, you can't bomb them. You just can't. This is already, as I warned you, this is already going to be a huge scandal. Maybe by the time we wake up tomorrow morning, when the military puts out its official report of this, the international media is going to lose its ever-loving mind.
Because I think it's the truth. I mean, we're investigating, but I'm not going to hide behind that. I think it was a terrible, terrible mistake. The investigation may prove me wrong. I hope so. The kids are still dead, but I think it was a horrible, horrible mistake. I wish it hadn't happened. I'm sorry it happened. Yeah, I can assure you it wasn't intentional. That's the sort of thing Russia does. We don't do that. But, you know, I don't see any other possible.
Okay. We don't want a part two of that. We're going to have to own up to part one. I'm not sure what that looks like, but we're going to have to own up to part one at some point in time. We just do. That's the right thing to do. And I can't believe it's the second time in a week I'm going to say credit to John Kennedy for coming out and saying that. That takes something. Usually these politicians just lie and cover everything up. He came out and he said, hey, we got to own that. I applaud him for that. All right. We can't have another one of those. Can't have another one. So you can't start dropping bombs on schools. Not that I would want to do that, even if you could get away with it politically, because this whole killing kids thing kind of turns me off. I think you would agree on that. So I said, well, we can't do that. What's the next alternative? And this is where, when I asked him the question, he winced, and I knew I wasn't going to like the answer. I said, well, what? He said, well, you could send in the Marines. And I said, excuse me? He said, if you want to get the mines where they're storing the mines, if you want to get them out from underneath the schools and hospitals, and you don't want to bomb the schools and hospitals, the only other way I know of is to put boots on the ground and send people in there to remove them. And to which I said to him, I'm just relaying the conversation I had. It was John Conrad, in case you want to know who this is with. And I said, okay, John, well, Donald Trump is not going to want to do that politically. He's looking for an off-ramp. He certainly is not the type of man who wants to bomb school children. And he definitely doesn't want boots on the ground there because he knows how that's going to land at home. What's our third option? And he didn't have one. He said, Jesse, look, maybe there is one that exists. I know they're working on it, trying to figure it out. But I don't know. Now, hopefully, because we do have such a capable military, and we do have some very, very sharp people in there, hopefully there is a plan so we can keep the Strait of Hormuz clean without having to do any of those things. That's my wish, and I know it's probably your wish as well. Let's just pray, okay? You and me, let's just pray it goes that way, because you can see this getting bogged down. All right? All right. Before I do some emails and rant on Winston Churchill and treasure hunters, Epstein files, this is from The Blaze, were allegedly compromised by a foreign hacker in 2023. The FBI, it's the one in the field office in New York, they admitted to a cyber incident. Okay. Guys, come on. Nobody believes this. The more and more you, maybe you should just stop talking about the Epstein files, because the more these people talk about them, the worse the entire thing looks. Remember Joanne Reed? Joanne Reed, that she's now fired, but she worked for MSNBC. And remember someone, some internet sleuth, did some investigating and found out she had once had, I think it was a blog, where she'd said a bunch of anti-gay stuff. Basically, the whole blog was,
why are you gay?
Remember that? And then remember what she came out and said? Ah, I don't know who that was. I was hacked. And she was pretty much universally mocked because nobody believed that. Do you really expect us to believe that you were hacked and that's what deleted a bunch of Epstein information from the FBI field office? Do you expect us to believe that? Even if that's true, do you understand what a hard sell that's going to be after everything else that's happened? That's just not going to land very well. Hey, Jesse, I just saw in the news that John Cornyn, flipped to pass the SAVE Act. I immediately thought about you since you always have warm things to say about him. Haha, she says. So in my state, North Carolina, they already asked for ID to vote. Will the SAVE Act make it mandatory for all states? And then North Carolina is just ahead of the game. Her name's Andrea. And yes, that's the idea. I've brought this up before. One of the most amazing maps you'll ever see in your life. You can pull this up, and I don't know where to tell you to look. I just know that I've found it before. I've seen it, so you can look it up too. Go look up a map of the states in the United States of America that have voter ID, and I want you to pull up another map beside it. Look up a red-blue map of states in the United States of America. Let me spoil it for you in case you don't feel like doing the digging. It's pretty much the same map. If you have to show ID to vote, your state's going to vote Republican. As I've told you before, Democrats are a 20% political party. Nobody wants tranny stuff. Nobody wants open borders. Nobody wants all this crap. Democrats have to have fraud, foreigners, and cheating to win elections. If you listen, they'll basically tell you that.
It is about voter registration. It makes it, it allows ICE to kick tens of billions of people off the rolls. Off the rolls, and they don't tell them until election.
Why would having to prove you're an American citizen kick millions of people off the voter rolls? Huh. It's almost like you're saying illegals are voting? Look, Alex Padilla, this Democrat, he took it a step further.
That's their goal, to make sure that only the, quote, right people are voting, to elect, quote, the right leaders. We're not going to stand for it. I will die on the Hill to make sure it doesn't get out of the Senate.
You'll die on a Hill to make sure people do not have to show ID to vote. Why is an issue that's so popular with the American people so unpopular with the communists in the Democrat Party? Because they, of course, know exactly what you and I know. There is not, it's not one or two people who cheat in elections. Cheating is something that happens en masse in blue-controlled areas. It has been happening for a very, very long time. This isn't anything close to a 50-50 country. Democrats are a tiny minority party in this country. They are able to hold the power they have because of cheating, vast quantities of it. Let's talk about the destruction of history. Next.
Miss something?
There's a podcast.
Get it on demand wherever podcasts are found. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on an amazing Wednesday, a hump day. And you can email us, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Treasure hunter who refused to disclose the location of the shipwreck's 500 gold coins is released from prison after a decade. Apparently, his name is Tommy Thompson. He located a ship of gold. This dude went to prison for a decade and didn't tell anybody where the 500 gold coins were. Tell me you're not rooting for Tommy Thompson. Chris, Chris, it's gold. I know you're rooting for, what? Chris said, if pirates stole the gold, is it okay to steal from the pirates? You should probably take the gold back to the original person. That's not the point of the story, Chris. Can we not drill down on the morality of it? Can we drill down on this? Did he bury it? Please tell me he buried it. No, Chris, you're shaking your head. No, I've had this thought every mafia movie I ever watch or organized crime movie. Because, of course, they all have to get busted in the end and he goes to prison for 20 years. And you know how it works. The government steps in and they confiscate everything you have and they auction off your cars and everything. We got all that. These guys have money buried in concrete or something somewhere, right? They have money in a... in an airport locker somewhere with a, I would assume that you could argue maybe drug dealers aren't the most forward-thinking people in the world, so maybe they don't, but I always assumed they did. So if those guys did, those gold coins had to be buried. Isn't that so cool? I want to bury gold coins. Now, granted, gold costs like $3,000 or $4,000 an ounce right now. So $5,000 an ounce, Chris? Are you serious? So maybe a gold coin. Maybe for Christmas or something like that. Maybe a gold coin later on this year. We'll see what the Christmas bonus situation looks like. Maybe a gold coin, but one would be cool too. I think it would be cool. You know what isn't cool? Destroying history, but communists love to do it. Let me recap something we've discussed before in the past on the show. Why do they tear down statues of Thomas Jefferson and Robert E. Lee? Why? Why did the communists in the Soviet Union rename whatever street, you know, the Halushki Street, Vodka Street, why did they rename it Lenin Street? Why? Why did Pol Pot in Cambodia declare year zero when he took over? Isn't that a weird thing? What does that even mean, year zero? What's that mean? Well, what it means is there was nothing before I came here. Me, I am the new beginning. And you must forget everything that came before me. And if you do, it will allow me to completely write your future in any way I want. Communists hate your history because they intend to rewrite your future. That's why if you go see Thomas Jefferson's home to this day, the entire thing has been an ode, had been turned into an ode to slavery. That's why they tear down Christopher Columbus statues. That's why Teddy Roosevelt got removed from New York City. Communists in America are the same as communists were in the Soviet Union. They're the same as communists in Cambodia, in Spain, in China, and they're the same as the communists in the UK right now. Headline, Winston Churchill to be scrapped from banknotes as the Bank of England panel labels the decision, quote, overdue. They're going to take Winston Churchill off there. And in his place, they're going to put animals. Of course, they're selling it in the exact same way communists generally sell these things. More inclusive. We don't want anyone to feel left out. We certainly don't want to offend anybody. But that's not the real reason. You know what the real reason is because we just laid it out. Communists, one of their hallmarks is destroying your history. The history of your country. If I show up in your home and I ask you to let me burn it down, you will tell me no. But what if I could strip all the memories of that home from you? All those memories. What if it just became paint, drywall, concrete, carpet, smelly old recliner? What if it just became a couple things in there you didn't have any emotional attachment to? You would be more inclined to let me torch it if I could strip the memories out of it. That's why they took over the history departments in our schools, so they could lie about everything in history. That's why your child comes home from school and thinks Andrew Jackson was a bad guy. Your child thinks Andrew Jackson was a bad guy and Rosa Parks was a hero because communists did this to American history a very, very, very long time ago. They took everything, stripped it down, and they stripped it down with the intention of America being remade in the communist image. That was their intention. That's why they did it. We have to be aware of it. We are going to move on past treasure hunters. We're going to do a couple emails, and we'll talk again about making enemies in life. Before we do that, here's an email. Hey, Jesse. Friday, you were talking about replacing Pam Bondi and said it would not be easy. Why don't you just tell Trump to use ZipRecruiter? Then he can make better hires faster. I have implored the Trump administration to use ZipRecruiter. I sent J.D. Vance a message, and I said, hey, you understand that ZipRecruiter will match you with the best candidates immediately, right? What, Chris? The ones who are looking for a job right now, they're the ones ZipRecruiter is going to put in front of you immediately. They're not going to dig up some old stale resume of some guy who put it on there a year ago. No, that guy who was on there today looking for work, hey, I want to be Attorney General. ZipRecruiter will make that match for you. That's why they've been so successful. That's why 4 out of 5 employers find somebody great the first day. Go do what ZipRecruiter has done. Well, just use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter.com/Jesse lets you try it free. Are you an employer looking to hire somebody? Maybe someone for the mailroom? Maybe Attorney General? ZipRecruiter.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly DC.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
But you do want to be informed.
Can you be informed without being all of those other things? We think so. Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty, the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We try to bring you the truth
and help you figure out this crazy modern world.
If you shoot at us and we deflect it, it doesn't really count. And that just doesn't make any sense. You got to make a rule. Don't shoot at the United States.
Or if you prefer, Iran, blah, blah, blah.
America haters are winning. The would-be communists, the Marxists, are winning in America. And they're doing so openly, and nobody cares.
I think giving the downtrodden money enables them. They aren't getting the money. I'm winning.
Good Lord, that was the voice of the patriarchy right there, folks.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic Wednesday. Remember, you can email us, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Also, remember, not only will the communists massively import foreigners into your country, the communist also has to offer them protection. The people in power have to give them protection, certainly legal protections, because so many of them are filthy criminals and looters. So they have to be given legal protections while they're there. But even then, the public is probably going to start to chafe against all these foreigners remaking everything. Your child's school doesn't look the same. The hospital doesn't look the same. You go to the Mall of America. When I was a child, the Mall of America was, I mean, it might as well have been heaven for me. I'd never been. I never went. But every time I would read about it in a magazine or something, I would think, this place sounds like paradise. They have a roller coaster inside. Oh my gosh. Have you seen the Mall of America now? It looks like Somalia. People don't like that. They'll start to chafe on that. So the politicians will actually steal your money, and then they'll put out public information why it's not that big of a deal.
It is an intriguing line of questions. Several of us are on the Public Safety Committee, and yesterday there was a presentation of a group seeking to change how we address organized retail theft. And it actually had not occurred to me to ask. It probably would have been good to make sure that they would study sort of the benefit of shoplifting and of retail theft, and because perhaps people are relying on that and sort of using that. Maybe it's, you know, assisting them in some way. I mean, these folks were describing people violating the law, but I suppose it could be useful to look into that.
Don't you understand it's beneficial? You're angry because you walk into CVS and you find that the razor blades have to be locked up behind glass. Well, it's beneficial. Don't you get it? Why are you trying to hold it back? It's very, very evil stuff. Just, it's how they're built. Also, this from Mike Johnson. Whenever the GOP starts to lose ground with Latino voters, there's something in them. I don't know what's wrong. There's something in them that automatically says we shouldn't deport as many people. Here was Mike Johnson.
We got a little hiccup with some of the Hispanic and Latino voters for certain, because some of the immigration enforcement was viewed to be overzealous, and you know, everybody can describe it differently. But here's the good news. We're in a course correction mode right now. We're going to have a new Secretary of Homeland Security. Mark Wayne Mullen is going to be do a great job in that role. I'm sure that he'll be confirmed by the Senate.
We got overzealous. We've only deported 2 to 3 million people, and we're overzealous. Joe Biden brought in 20 million. What does underzealous look like? What does the appropriate level of zealous look like? Is it this?
But don't touch the nannies or the gardeners or the ones who are picking up the jalapeno peppers or the oranges or the berries or the ones in the dairy houses. Come on. Those people are helping us eat better, cheaper homes, cheaper vegetables, and better fruits. So those are the ones that we are trying to give a dignified status.
Dignified. Don't be overzealous. Hey, what, don't we need our jalapenos? Good freaking grief. Jesse, I won't be listening Friday as I'm taking the day off and will be out of radio and internet range. I'm not even going to tell you where I'm going or why. I'm just going to be a no-show in front of the radio. See how you like it. He says his name is Eric. Okay, lots of the time I tell you when I'm going to be gone. I think I told you I was going to be gone on Monday. Did I not say that? I didn't say that, Chris? Why didn't... This is the AI era. Can't you put my voice in there saying it or something like that? I usually tell you when I'm going to be gone. I'm sorry. I know it sucks. I know it craps on your day when I'm part of your day and then I'm not there being part of your day. I know it is. There's stuff I end up having to do. That's the way it is. Gosh, Jesse, I was listening the other night. You were saying the American people were okay with war as long as it was quick. However, many people I talked to from day one said he just lost us the midterms. They simply don't believe what the government is telling us. Ages 20 through 80, some of whom always worked to get the vote out, are now considering not voting for the first time in their lives. As you always say, they need to tell the truth. Okay. Well, it's uncomfortable. This whole thing gets uncomfortable, doesn't it? But it's a fact. Donald Trump chose to do this. We did not feel a major Iranian attack. Okay, so we chose to do this. Now, you can argue it was justified. Well, we had to. They were about to get nukes. But that's a hard sell, too, even if it's true, because we've heard it so many times before. Iran has been, quote, about to get nukes for 20, 30 years. That they're on camera saying that. Now we had to. So, and, all right, so let's just get past this. You're not going to be able to sell to the masses we had to. That's not going to work. So what that means is it becomes Trump chose to do it. And he did. Congress didn't decide. Congress didn't pass it. Donald Trump sent all those people over there to do it. You can say good, you can say bad, but he chose to do it. That means it's all going to be hung around his neck. Now, let's say this. What if it all goes great from here on out? And it's been going very well. What if we don't lose another man? And I pray we don't. We murder all those stupid scumbag jihadis. And we pull out and we come home. Let's say next week. Next Friday, everyone's coming home. I don't think that's realistic, but let's just say that's how that works. Next Friday, everyone comes home. All the jihadis are dead. We get a win. In fact, let's go a step further. Let's say there's a huge uprising from the free people of Iran, and they rise up and they take over the government, and we have a government now that is friendly to America. Let's say all that happens next week. Again, that's not going to happen. We're being a little over the top here. But let's say that all happens. It happens next week. Okay. How does that help us politically? Seriously, dude, I'm just saying, these people, do they come back to us if, now what I just laid out is the ultimate rose-colored glasses, best case scenario by a mile. Do these people come flooding back if that
independence,
happens?
Independence, independence, independence. The center of the electorate. We have been talking about how Trump has been just downright awful with them. And I decided we're going to look back and compare it to other presidents this century at this point in their second term. Compare it to George Bush. Compare it to Barack Obama. And look at that. 38 points underwater at this point. That is worse than Obama by 20 points. That is worse than George W. Bush by double digits. And of course, George W. Bush's second term went way off.
Katrina, Iraq, ultimately the Great Recession as well. So that is not a comparison.
It's going to be virtually impossible to get an electoral win out of Iran. So Trump, I'm sure, thinks he's doing what he thinks is right. That's fine. He's got to get it done and get out, because there's nothing for you there but trouble. There's only trouble to be found and danger. Bronco, I have some advice. This is about the laundry. As I have three boys and two are older than yours, we're all starting to get to the same size of clothes, and you're just going to have to start doing your own laundry. Frankly, I make my two teenage boys do their own laundry. So on. Well, I'm not going to do my own laundry. That's why I got married. All right, that's one. Two. What, Chris? Three. Wait a minute. Was that just one? I guess the next point should probably be two. Two. We're already starting to make the boys do their own laundry, and there's nothing funnier than watching them try to fold it. I can't fold it either. I don't know how women do it. When Ob folds it, everything's perfect and everything looks good. And then I'll try. It's not like I'm not trying. I'll try. And I just can't do it. All right, we'll talk about making enemies real quick before we get out of here. Next.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It's still real to me, damn it.
Returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic, amazing Wednesday. If you miss any part of the show, you can download it, iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. All right. So, Trump, you know how Donald Trump hates Thomas Massey, that Kentucky congressman? The real genesis of this is Massey's one of these hardcore spending hawks. He's a big-time libertarian type. And Massey hardcore opposed the big, beautiful bill when Trump was trying to get it passed and eventually got it passed to the House and Senate. He opposed. After that point, Trump decided that Massey was the spawn of Satan. Trump has found a guy he's backing in a primary. Trump is going to campaign for. Maybe we got a primary Massey. He's got a primary Massey, so on and so forth. This is not just on Donald Trump. Thomas Massey, since this whole thing has panned out, has started routinely siding with Democrats on things. It's all getting insanely, insanely ugly. Massey's now siding with Democrats all the time. Donald Trump, with everything else he has going on, is campaigning in a Republican primary. It's all very petty, and it's all very unimportant. This is not a message for Trump or Massey. I don't care. Go do what you do. This is for you. In the social media era especially, don't take a relatively minor disagreement and then make it public and turn somebody into your mortal enemy. It's fine to have mortal enemies in a society with this many evil people in it. You should have mortal enemies. I'm not saying don't make enemies. Of course, go make enemies. That's fine. Don't stack them up like sardines. And don't turn somebody you have one disagreement with into a mortal enemy by publicly doing it on social media. And look, Massey did it, and Trump did it, and I see men do it, and I see women do it, and I see young people do it, and I see old people do it. I see people who have some sort of a political disagreement or even a sports disagreement or something like that, and immediately you can see it happening. They start throwing monkey poop at each other online, and you took a disagreement, and instead of handling it privately, phone call, text message, maybe meet at Red Lobster. Instead of doing that, you had to put up a Facebook post. You had to put up a tweet. You had to blast them on Instagram. Well, now you're mortal enemies for life. We have an endless list of problems happening right now in the United States of America. And the president of the United States is taking time out of his day trying to primary a Republican congressman in Kentucky. And a Republican congressman in Kentucky, with all the problems we have going on, is busy siding with Democrats in a very obvious way to try to knife Trump in the ribs because they had to make it public. Keep your disagreements private. With your ex-girlfriend, your ex-boyfriend, your ex-wife, your child, your employer, your political opponent, keep your disagreements private unless you're fine making an enemy for life. And look, some people, they're fine making an enemy for life. Gavin Newsom came after me. It was, a few weeks ago. Gavin Newsom came after me. I hate Gavin Newsom's freaking guts. I don't ever want to meet him. I don't ever want to talk to him. I wish him nothing but the absolute worst after what he's done to California and what he's going to try to do to the United States of America. And so I publicly came right back at Gavin Newsom because screw him. I understood, though, before I hit send, I understood since I was doing this publicly. By the way, I didn't start it. I said something and he came at me. But it doesn't matter. I understood when I hit send, now we're enemies for life. And we will be. Now we'll be enemies for life. And I'm fine with that, but I understood it when I sent it. What I didn't do was wake up the next day and try to make another five of those. That was one. It's someone I hate anyway. It is what it is. You don't need to stack them up. All right? Also, I really got a kick out of this little comparison. Speaking of Joy-Ann Reid, Abby Phillip, that liar on CNN. You know, we played her earlier. She's the one who lied, said this.
Two Republicans say Muslims don't belong here after an attempted terror attack against New York's mayor, Zohran Mamdani, and the House Speaker, Mike Johnson, says nothing, really, to condemn those comments.
Well, that was a lie. Abby Phillips, before that, a while back, she went on Joy Reid's show. Listen to what she thinks her job is.
Conservatives are living in a completely different information world.
Absolutely.
Than liberals. And breaking that down needs to be done. Because when you don't ever even hear the facts, it's hard to even know that you're wrong. Two Republicans say Muslims don't belong here after an attempted terror attack against New York's mayor, Zohran Mamdani, and the House Speaker, Mike Johnson, says nothing really to condemn them. Conservatives are living in a completely different information world
Absolutely.
Than liberals. And breaking that down needs to be done. Because when you don't ever even hear the facts, it's hard to even know that you're wrong. And that happens.
I think our reverence for the truth might have become a bit of a distraction that is preventing us from finding consensus and getting important things done.
Here's the truth. You don't need Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile. That's the truth. The truth is those companies, for a long time, this is not a recent thing, for a long time they've been taking your money and they've been spending it on communism. If you look around and you wonder, how do all these gross things in our society get corporate sponsorship? Maybe you should look into your cell phone company and see what they've been doing with your money. And then pop your head into a little company known as Pure Talk. I say little, but they're gigantic now. The exact same towers as the others, so you don't have to worry about dropping calls, bad service. They hire Americans. You keep your phone. You keep your number. And all you have to do to switch to Pure Talk is pick up that phone you currently have and dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. We're talking 10 minutes on the phone, speaking to an American. #250, say Jesse Kelly.
And now,
here's a headline.
By the, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Iran is welcome to compete in the World Cup, Trump says. For some reason, I feel like they might be a little bit busy. She's definitely cosplaying as a poor person. Democrat Rep. Glusenkamp Perez claims she worked in an iPhone case factory. It was actually a hipster artisanal workshop. I only read that because I didn't know that a hipster artisanal workshop was even a thing that existed. Jeffries admits DHS is The DHS funding fight is about ICE securing voting places. That's weird. Still so weird why ICE would be a problem at voting places. We will come back tomorrow and do it again. That's all.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty on Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.